Welcome to Books in the Middle, a podcast just for middle school books. The world is filled with hidden treasures. You just have to know where to look. My friend Javier and I have spent our lives scouring every inch of Marshall Junction for oddities and collectibles. We've combed through garage sales and flea markets and pawn shops, poked around the woods and the parks, and even brought a metal detector down to the lake to see what we could find. Over the years, we've assembled quite the collection of rusted rings and neglected necklaces, discarded dice, and creepy cameras. We even found a stuffed squirrel hidden in the trunk of a tree. Really, if you're willing to look into strange places, there's no telling what treasures you might find. But there's one place we never dared to go. The one place no one in town dared to go. At school, kids called it the Blood Manor. Blood Manor. It's a place that even if someone dared you to go there, you just wouldn't go. Because the rumor had it, or story had it, that there was a woman there who built the house many years ago. And she stored all kinds of collectibles in that house. Artifacts from other cultures, and really priceless things. Until one night, there was a horrible fire. But oddly enough, the fire didn't really burn the manor down. Kind of damaged parts of it. But the weird thing was, no one could ever figure out what started the fire, and the lady that built the manor disappeared. She was never found. Caden really wants to check out this place, but Caden's best friend Javier doesn't think it's a good idea. Still, Caden feels like they're running out of places to look for their oddities and their treasures and collectibles. And even though Caden promises Javier he will not go to Blood Manor, one night Caden is forced into the manor. The problem is, when Caden comes out, something is in Caden's possession. But time will tell who is actually controlling that possession. Is it Caden or someone else? Possess Me by K.R. Alexander. Jessie finds out that everything that she believed about her world is not true. And on top of that, her mother tells her she has to escape from the preserve and get the medicine that they need to save the children of the community. The question is, can Jessie do that in a world that she has never navigated before? Running Out of Time by Margaret Peterson Haddocks. This book is also available in large print from Thorndike Press.